It's 90.9. It's WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. It's 7:45. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia has a new director of the Office of LGBT Affairs. Amber Hikes takes over an office that's been criticized by activists over its response to reports of racism at businesses in the city's neighborhood. Most recently, Hikes directed a program that assists low-income, underserved students in California. But her ties to Philly are strong and include grad school at Penn and past leadership roles at the Attic Youth Center, Equality PA, and William Way Community Center. I caught up with Hikes this week, her first week on the job. I asked this energetic Black queer woman what she has noticed about Philadelphia's neighborhood over time.
That's an exciting question. Like, the neighborhood has changed tremendously in a lot of ways, and then in some ways things are very much the same. We have a lot of the same bars that we've always had. What I find really exciting about those bars is that we saw a shift maybe, maybe about 5 years ago, where walls very literally started coming down. Think about Woody's. Woody's, the edifice, it was brick, it was wood, and there were no windows in the front. Uh-huh. And then a few years ago, those walls came down and it became all glass. If you're in the bar, you can be seen. Taboo did the same. Uncles, which is now U-Bar, they did the same. And so people very literally just started knocking down those walls and coming out of that proverbial closet. It was a demonstration of how much more comfortable we as a community were with ourselves.
Through your social work and as a community leader, you've had a front seat to racism, to sexism, to mm-hmm. discrimination. What change needs to occur in the neighborhood, in this city right now?
What's interesting about my kind of intersectional identity, I can speak to all of those issues. I've been a business owner in the gayborhood, and so these issues that we're hearing about in terms of racism, specifically in the gay bars and also with some of our organizations, these are things that I have experienced personally. You know, and I'm on record saying that I'm very open about that. And these are not new issues. I want to be clear about that. So in terms of what needs to change, the first step is having the conversation. We weren't even there a few years ago. I think there was this general idea, if you were a person that was LGBTQ, then you couldn't discriminate against others based on other aspects of their identity, and that's just not true. And we're in a rocky place where people, unfortunately, are yelling at each other as opposed to sitting down and having those conversations. But I understand that too. There's a lot of frustration when we're talking about decades and decades and centuries, frankly, of these kinds of issues. I can understand the frustration.
What do you want to do?
What I'm going to be doing in the office is bringing specific groups to community centers, making sure that their voices are heard, saying, okay, so let's try to get proactive instead of being so reactive. What are the issues that are specifically affecting you as trans women? What are the issues that are specifically affecting you as gender nonconforming folks? What are the issues that are specifically affecting African-American folks and Latino folks? Because just lumping people of color together does not work. We have very different issues. What are the issues that are affecting women? And then try to act proactively to address those concerns.
Well, it seems the Kennedy administration, Nellie Fitzpatrick had your job before you did, and it seemed there was this need in light of a lot of things that were being talked about, a hearing that took place regarding racism in the neighborhood, that the administration wanted to have a more outward-facing role. What is the reputation of the Philadelphia Office of LGBT Affairs right now as you enter?
Right now, I think the office is in a period of transition, just to be totally frank. I mean, that's very mm-hmm. obviously literally what's happening as we've changed and we're transitioning with leadership. But I think also, like you said, an outward-facing office, the focus is starting to transition. So Nellie did some really incredible work around legislation and where the office was situated in terms of different departments in the city. And so what I feel my job would be at this point now is to take that foundational work and then be able to turn the office back to the community and say, okay, so we have this, we have incredible back from this Kennedy administration. What do you need? So it's great to have that legislative back, but let's look now at the community, and that goes back to that outward-facing format and say, what do you need as the community members, and are we addressing those needs?
I can't speak for Nellie Fitzpatrick, but I know in interviewing her in the past, she would argue that she was quite in touch with the community.
For sure.
It's a tough community, as you were talking before. You know, sort of lasso everyone. You can't lump anybody in a group.
Absolutely.
And there are a lot of different needs. This is a big challenge, right?
It's a huge challenge. And certainly Nellie was incredibly in touch with the community. If she weren't, she wouldn't be able to address our issues in the way she did and get that legislation to back us up. But you're right. We are the most diverse community of all communities, because we're made up of all the communities. So it's very difficult when you're trying to get people to the table and address those issues to get everybody on the same page, because you have a lot of competing priorities. It's a uniquely difficult job, but it's one that I'm up for and I'm ready to tackle.
May I ask, what's up with the Q? The office that you're going to be directing is LGBT and no Q.
That's a great question. I know historically the office has been, it's gone through several different names, but it's always been the LGBT affairs. But if I'm being candid with you, I think it's about time to add that Q. So we'll work on that. I'll add that to my priority list.
Thanks for your time so much.
Sure. Thank you.